Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. At an early stage of their desert journey, when Moses was leading the Israelites through the desert to Mount Sinai, they were attacked by the Amalekites in the wilderness. It was a long, brutal battle, but the Israelites won. And this is how they won. Joshua led the Israelite warriors on the actual battlefield. But Moses, their leader, went up to the top of the mountain, overlooking the battle, with the staff of God in his hand, and he raised his hands up to God as he looked out across the scene. And when his hands were raised, the Israelites kept the advantage over their enemies. The problem was, Moses' arms got tired, and when his arms began to fall, Israel began to lose the battle. So their solution was to have two men, Aaron and Hur, stay on each side of Moses and support his arms. That way, they could help keep his arms in the air. And then, because his arms no longer drooped, the people of Israel won the battle. Do you see the system of mutual reliance that God established? The Israelite people depended on their spiritual leader, and their spiritual leader, Moses, depended on the people. And the same goes for Christ's church. We rely on our spiritual leaders, and they rely on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. We don't have to fight Amalekites, but we do have to fight Satan and our own fallen human nature and sin and vice. And the Lord has appointed spiritual leaders who make it possible for us to fight and to win. Christ gave us apostles, and they ordained bishops who have ordained priests. And when they hold up their holy hands with the Eucharist or the chalice, it gives us the chance to win the battle. When they hold up their holy hands and absolve us from our sin, then our wounds are healed and we can fight again. But we also need them to inspire us by their preaching, by their wise counsel, and by the example of their lives. We rely on the clergy, the way the Israelite army relied on Moses. We lay people are out there in the trenches, fighting it out in the battlefield of our homes and workplace and in the world in general. And our priests standing up on the hill at the altar, offering the sacrifice of the Mass. They are the difference to us between victory and defeat. But they're weak men, just like us, and they get tired and discouraged, and they feel the weight of their responsibilities, and sometimes they fall. Sometimes they fall in little ways, sometimes they fall in big ways, but when they fall, it's really bad for us. So if we actually care about winning this battle, we'd better figure out how we're going to support our spiritual leaders. Because if we don't support them, they won't be able to support us. And then our battle will be lost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The first most critical support we can give to our leaders is don't criticize them. Don't criticize them behind their back. Don't criticize them to other people. And please, don't send them emails criticizing them. If you have a genuine concern with your pastor, let's say, then make a personal appointment and have the courage to go speak with them. And you'll probably find that they'll have a solution. But don't just zip off an email, because they read all those emails and it wrecks them. Don't do it. And secondly, we've got to support them with our prayers. We pray for our Pope and bishops and for our priests every Mass. We pray for future vocations to the priesthood, especially ones from our own families. And we should offer up our rosaries and Masses and penances for the leaders of the Church. Prayer is the most fundamental of all works in the Christian life. And the Pope, bishops, and priests link us to Christ through the sacraments and the saving truth. Without them, we have no Church. And with a weak hierarchy, we have a weak Church. But the hierarchy will be weak if we constantly criticize them and if we don't support them with our prayers. So support those holy hands, without which we will lose the battle. Support them by encouragement and by prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Notice that Aaron and Hur helped Moses in a practical way. Moses had a basic physical need, and when that need was met, God was able to do great things for his people. So it's up to us to support the practical, physical needs of the Pope, bishops, and priests. It's up to us to give financially and generously so that the clergy can fulfill its responsibilities. After all, priests can't fulfill their responsibilities without parishes. So we need to give money to the parishes. And priests won't be able to fulfill their responsibilities without seminaries. So give money to the seminaries. These days, a lot of people are resistant to the idea of giving money to the church. They say, how do we know they'll use my donation wisely? Well, the fact is, we don't know that. But what we do know is that if we don't materially support the church, they won't be able to support us spiritually. And we need their spiritual support. So give to the church and give generously, that more holy hands may be raised over God's people in battle. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Priests are like everybody else. So are bishops. They get lonely, they get discouraged, they get tired. So maybe the most important thing we can do for them is to invite them over for a meal. They've given up a family so they can support our families. So be hospitable, and your family will be a great moral support to them. But I was kind of thinking during this meditation, what most bishops and priests probably need is a night off. So I think I'm going to go to my pastor and say, pick a night, and you can either come over, you book it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar, you're coming to my house. And then on that day, if actually what you really need is just a break or a nap, you call me. I'll bring a to-go plate to you and just leave you alone for the evening.
That's good.
Whatever you need, we'll do. Because this is what God has willed, that the clergy support the laity and that the laity support the clergy. So ask yourself, what can you do to better support your bishop and priests the way Aaron and Hur supported Moses? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa.
Man, we get it really backwards. I was just thinking about, we see people, especially leaders, especially in the church, struggling in the sense of time and overworked and not getting to everything, and they have a million jobs to do. And we see people struggling under all that weight, and we are not lifting up their arms. We are like tearing them down.
Yeah,
that's the moment we criticize someone.
They're overburdened, so we add some rocks.
It's like with celebrity gossip when you see someone crumbling under the pressure of a million people watching them, and then they stumble into drug addiction or some kind of great public downfall, and everyone's like, we should look even closer and criticize even more when they're being crushed by all this weight.
And what we have to remember is this. We call them Father because they are our spiritual fathers. And do you know how destructive it is when we go to our spiritual father and in so many ways we say, I hate you, you're the worst father.
Yeah, you failed me again and again and again, and you don't make my life perfect. What have I done for you? Don't ask.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do to them.
Yeah, I think even within, especially I think young people, it's always, oh, like the church doesn't really support young people enough. It's this very specific time in your life. And it's like, I have a lot more free time than any of our parish priests. And if there's something that I want for young people, I probably have to do it for young people or ask, how can I get this done? Yeah. Because they simply can't cater to every single group. Maybe it can be within the church that something like that is possible. But I think we have crazy assumptions of what we think priests can get done when their job is sacraments.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I think it definitely should be every time we feel really the need to criticize, what can I offer to do? What can I be doing? Or how can I just ask, what do you need right now? This is too much.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of what would it be like not to have access to the Eucharist or confession? What would it be like? It'd be horrible. So the practical resolution has to be, first, we have to stop complaining about our priest. Mm-hmm. Two, we have to stop sending emails that tear them down. Three, we need to support the church financially.
Yeah.
I've always thought a good model is, we're supposed to give 10% of our income. God said so. And I think a good model is give 5% to your parish, 1% to the diocese, and you got 4% you can give other places.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should go to our priest and say, what can I do for you?
Yeah. And I like that caveat you added, because I was worried that a lot of the resolution or the response to this meditation would be, now priests, just instead of getting a ton of emails, they would just get a ton of appointments and a ton of people being like, come to my house for dinner, and the rest of their time would disappear. But keeping in mind that if dinner is what they need, that's perfect, but it's about what they need. And they might not have the time for a million appointments.
They might just need a night off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being ready to help, but then not imposing so much with our help.
Which just becomes one more demand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank God for the Pope, the bishops, and priests.
At the very least, pray for them.
And pray for them.
Stop complaining.
You know, it's really amazing when Moses was leading Aaron, and who is the brother of Moses, and Miriam, who is the sister of Moses, start complaining about Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happens to Miriam? She gets leprosy for her complaining. Let's not complain. Moses did pray and God took away her leprosy. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.